You too. As Jesse at Kodiko Fuels and Propane on Harvey South Edge. On the way next, it is the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show powered by Bassett Motors. They are south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. March is the start of truck season, and with a great selection of 2024 Silverado 1500s on hand, it's a great time to get the truck of your dreams. Get a new 2024 custom Silverado today for as low as $45,075 with 1.9 financing and no payments for 90 days. Come see us at Bassett Motors or call 1-800-777-4546. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
The Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Hey everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Fists is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHNA 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams in the facilities with his back against the wall, actually back against the window once again. How are you doing today?
My back is hot. The sun's out.
What's that, Grandpa? I couldn't hear you.
I said, my son's out, and my back's getting hot.
And
well,
Shadow,
I should at least talk like I am for age, so I figure it's...
And Shadow Jensen, the cat, is here, and we have fun facts with Amy in-house here. How are you doing, Amy?
Good. You just can't get rid of me.
I was just saying, I asked her if she was in here, staying over from school or something, because she was still here.
School?
Well, that's what I used to have to be in school. They'd say, you have to stay over after school. She was still here. Her program's over. I figured she was staying after school.
Got detention today.
She got detention.
We're going to talk with Amy in just a bit. She's part of the Spring Sponsor Showcase coming up in just a moment or two. Right now, the lovely South Dakota date of Tommy Lahren with Fox News Commentary.
Fox News Commentary.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams was set to visit the southern border in parts of Mexico, but his office has since canceled that trip. I'm Tommy Lahren. I'll tell you why next.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
For matters in Minnesota, visit CordellCordell.com. 7650 Edinburgh Way, Suite 375, Edina, Minnesota, 55435.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced on his radio show that he would make another trip to the southern border to survey the situation and meet with partners in Mexico. Given our borders are, Kamala Harris refuses to return and address the issue at all. I would give Mayor Adams some credit, but it turns out he has canceled his trip due to safety concerns in the region of Mexico he was set to visit. That's really rich, Mayor Adams. These safety concerns are too great for the mayor with a full security team to make that journey? Hello, it's too dangerous to go to the border, but the border is coming to America every single day, into his city, into your city, into every nook and cranny they come. Hint, hint, if the southern border is too dangerous for elected leaders to visit, then sending undocumented folks up the southern border by plane, train, and automobile is probably pretty dang risky, too. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
10:27, we're back. It's a Monday, 25th day of March, final Monday of March. And we get up to the 40s and 50s next week. So
March is going to end like a lamb?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's a Monday. It's our spring sponsor showcase, first one of the week. We have fun facts with Amy putting on a different hat this morning. How you doing, Amy?
She doesn't have any hat on.
Well, she's got headphones on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Yeah, she had earmuffs on, no headphones. No headphones, earmuffs.
I'll add the extra feather in my hat when I get home later for today.
Feather?
Mm-hmm. Got quite a few of them now.
Oh, dear, oh, me all night.
Oh, so you have a big announcement for us, yes. Huh?
I do.
Hold it. Let's make it really,
gotta
really
good.
Gotta
get the announcement.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
We're getting set for the big announcement from Fun Facts with Amy.
Here we go.
And here it is. Fox News Alert.
Well, for months and months and months in town, we have heard we are getting a new restaurant.
Yes.
We are almost there.
Yes.
We are just waiting for the fire inspection and to get our certificates, and we will have a new restaurant in the former Spectators building.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where that is in Harvey, the address is 118 West 8th Street.
It's right around the corner from here.
Yeah. So we can deliver to you. Right through this window, perhaps.
Oh, that's our drive-through
window.
We'll
give you a key for the back door. You just come in the back door.
I could do that, too. So, yes, it's very exciting. There's going to be, everyone wants to know, because everyone's heard, you have someone cooking Monday, someone cooking Tuesday. It is not a different business every night. There is two businesses under the same roof.
Okay.
So you have Just Good Barbecue cooking there, and then everyone else
every
is...
every time you fire that thing up.
Yes, yeah, smells good, huh?
Well, as I'm only two doors down, I get the whiffs of everything, boy.
Oh,
people wonder why I'm so big. I'm hungry all the time because that's all I ever smell is food.
And we'll still be right next to you.
You're
probably even closer now.
Yeah, even closer now.
Yeah. And then everyone else will be working under Melissa, your cousin.
Melissa Fall, yes.
And that business is called the Hometown Tavern.
The Hometown Tavern.
Yes.
So that's what the building will be called now, Hometown Tavern.
And there's some exciting things that'll be hanging on the walls inside. You'll have to come in and check that out. We've been working hard on ideas for that, and I think it's a really cool idea.
Okay. Is it like a blast from the past sort of thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
A blast from the past.
So it's not going to be your typical walk into a bar scene. It's not going to have that bar feel.
Okay.
You're going to get the more hometown feel because... that whole building is open to everyone until 9 p.m. So you can bring your kids in and have supper and sit wherever you want until 9 p.m.
Okay.
And then our options, Monday night right now is going to be hamburger night.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then Tuesday is up in the air. Right away we're thinking doing your fair foods that you only get once a year. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Fair foods on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's our plan. And that's going to switch every Tuesday. Possibly something else the following week. You know, like we might do German, we might do, you know, your different buffets, Chinese, things like that. Wednesday, you're going to have Jess cooking. She used to work with me before.
Yes, I know Jess.
And she's going to be doing your home-cooked meals, like your Sunday-type feel meals, you know, big family dinners. And Thursday and Friday, we'll be back to doing barbecue nights, along with the extra specials we offer with the barbecue. And then Saturday night, we are going to be doing a steak night.
Really?
Yep, we'll have steak and prime rib. So
on Saturday.
Steak and prime rib on
Saturday.
Well, I know where I'm going to put my chair.
Well, you could just literally crawl down the alley to get there.
I'm thinking of putting up a, you know, there's some space upstairs. I think I'll just put a small bed and I'll just be right there.
Yeah, might as well. And then, you know, we're also going to offer a special kids menu because you don't want to take your kid out and feed them a steak. You know, they're probably not going to eat it or they're too young. So we will have a special menu for kids that will be offered every night, too, with your typical chicken nuggets, strips, corn dogs, fries, things like that. And we also have a Facebook page you can follow. It is called the Hometown Tavern, and you will get updates and menu, you know, reminders of our specials and activities we do have going on there by following that page. And then if we happen to run out of our specials one night, like the barbecue nights, which has happened quite often, we're also still going to be offering, like, your pizzas and appetizers and things like that. So even if we run out of food at 7:30, you're still going to have an option to come in and have something to eat. It's not just, we're done, sorry.
Sorry, we're closed because we don't have any food left.
Yeah. No, and then we also do breakfast over there.
Okay, this is what I've been waiting for.
Well, you've already had a sample of breakfast, both of you, actually. And our breakfast is going to be right now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we have all the favorites on there, on our menu. And that menu will be posted on the Facebook page, too. But we do your hash browns, eggs, bacon, your sandwiches, your ranch or hash browns, quesadillas, all the good stuff. And if there's something on there, or you don't see your favorite on there, if you say, hey, I would like, you know, hash browns, eggs piled in sausage gravies covered, you know, we will do it. If you ask and we can make it, we will make it. We're going to say, well, it's not on the menu. You're out of luck.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to do that. So if we are able to make it, yes, we're going to have pancakes.
I haven't had one. Well, the last one I had would have been at a place that has burned down since then.
Yeah, we'll have pancakes back. So, and you know, the hours.
Sausage?
Yes, we have sausage patties. We're going to get the links and all your favorites.
I'm ready to go.
Well, now I got
to
ask this. I think he's listening online, our old friend Henry Head.
Remember him? Yes, I remember Henry.
And he used to get something out there at the old place all the time. I forgot. Yeah, it was a specialty that Crazy Eric came up with. Remember what that was?
I don't.
I remember talking about it, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, let me know, Henry, what it is.
Was it that omelet smothered in hollandaise?
It was something like that. It was called the Harvey PD something or another.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't what it said on the menu. You got to tell me. Wow,
that was a special thing.
Those guys concocted it up. There's no way to get that information back.
No. But our hours over there, we are going to be open 7 days a week from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. minus our breakfast days, you know, the 7 to 10. And breakfast right now, everyone asks, are you going to be 5 days a week breakfast? You know, that is something that will possibly come in time and more than likely.
You gotta get the business started.
We are going to start slow and build it up versus starting big and saying, oh, sorry, we're not going to be open anymore because people don't like that. So,
I mean, test the waters on all this stuff. You can bring stuff out, test the waters on different kinds of foods.
Yeah, we just want to start slow and build it up versus thinking, well, let's go big right away and then be like, sorry, we're not going to be open Monday anymore, so you're out of luck.
We're going to take a hard break. Spring sponsor showcase, visiting with Amy Bollingberg about the Hometown Tavern and Just Good Barbecue moving to a new location. We'll talk more about it after news and weather program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Today. 1470 KHND, proud to be American.
And we're back, 1042. It is a spring sponsor showcase. This program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. We have Amy with us this morning talking about the new restaurant in town and new little tavern.
There's a new kid in town.
Yeah, Old Town Tavern.
Hometown Tavern, yes. And we're also going to have a liquor license.
That's important if you're going to have
very,
a tavern.
Very, 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 very important. And our Kennedy is going to be our bar manager, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know if you know Kennedy, but I know Rick knows Kennedy.
Yep.
All right.
So you got three of us girls working back under one roof again, so I'm very excited for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to feel like home.
Yeah, you know, you got three people who know very well what they're doing and how things need to go.
Now, you're going to have to learn to slow down a little bit, though.
Why?
At the other place, you'd be standing next to me, and I'd look, and you'd be in the other room talking to somebody else. It's 1 second later. You just...
I was very efficient. I'm very efficient.
Yeah, we're very fast.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You get paid by the hour. You slow down.
Yeah, but, you know, that's how I made all my tip money.
Oh.
You know, and I was told last week, you know, I think you're going to need help. And I said, you don't know how I work, so don't worry about me. Yeah. I'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
There were times I would go into the other place, the old place. The place was not there anymore. And my drink would be ready for me. That's how efficient the staff was there. So.
Yes, yes. And, you know, yeah, so it's very exciting to have three of us back under the same roof. And we'll be back to doing what we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get to see all the old familiar faces again.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Have a new hangout.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
So let's reiterate what you said in the first half of this, of the previous segment about the days, what's going to be on, what's going to be served, and so on and so forth.
So we are going to be open 7 days a week. Breakfast is going to be, as of now, and it's likely to change, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then every night for supper, we will be open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The food's going to stop at 8 is the plan right now. 4 to 8 is your supper because after 8. But so Monday, we are going to have hamburger night, hamburger and fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Heidi's going to be throwing a specialty burger on there. So it's not just going to be a plain hamburger. You can get a bacon cheeseburger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday right now, that's a toss-up. Every week will be different. We're going to start with, I think, fair food and then maybe some German food and things like that. So it's going to be... You're going to have options.
Right.
You know,
right,
and then Wednesday, Jess will be doing something different every week with your home-cooked meals, like family style, big meal, fill you up, want you to go home, go to bed. Be a
well,
good
Jess,
one to
you
take
know what I like,
to.
So I'm waiting for that.
He wants the turkey, Jess, in case you forgot.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she doesn't.
No, I'm sure she doesn't.
RDA, in case people don't know, he's the ultimate turkey junkie.
Oh, yeah, and that was promised to you 7 months ago, and he's still waiting, Jess, so maybe, you know, you should put that in your first month's worth of meals.
Yeah.
And then Thursday and Friday, we're going to be doing our barbecue night. Now, on our barbecue nights, it's not just barbecue either. We usually throw a wrap or a sandwich or something in there. So if you don't want ribs or tri-tip or the chicken, you know, you have another option. Saturday night will be our steak night, steak and prime rib.
Mm.
Yeah, and then all six of those nights, we're going to have a kids' menu.
Yeah,
so, you know, if your kids like chicken nuggets, chicken strips, corn dogs, things like that, they will get to have that. And then we even got some special cups coming in for the kids for the drinks that they can take with them.
Cool.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
So here's another question. Now, if people just want to come in and have a toddy and shoot the breeze with their friends, they can do that too?
Of course they can. Yep. It's going to be a friendly place and a cool place to hang out. Eventually, you know, there is talk of things to come, pool tables and things like that, because, you know, that building goes all the way through the medicine
shop.
It's
huge.
But, you know, so when you walk through the door, yeah, there's more things to come yet.
Goodness.
We want to open now. We're just waiting on some certificates.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have all our ducks in a row. And
you got to get everything working. You got to get people used to it. They got everything. We have to relearn the routine. Everybody.
Well, and we had to move a whole business over, you know, and that took a lot of time, too. I've spent a lot of time over there getting stuff ready on our end, and I'm ready to go. I just need the certificates.
Well, I figured a week or so ago, I saw the napkin things sitting there going, oh, it's going to be in close.
Yeah, we're getting there. So I'm very excited about it. I hope everyone else is, too. I know it's something that's needed in Harvey. We need more options in Harvey and just somewhere else to go. And, you know, it's a big area. You know, you can fit a lot of people in there, but you're not hearing everyone, the story right next to you from the table. And it's not going to be a loud, loud environment to hang out. It'll be somewhere where you can sit and have a conversation without screaming to the person sitting next to you. And I think that's very important, too. I don't know. I'm excited.
Good.
Very excited.
Yep, this is good news.
Yes. Yeah, long time coming.
Mm-hmm. Very long time coming.
Yeah, but you know, lots of renovations had to be done, too, to get here. You know, it was all bright and colorful before. Well, Rick got a sneak peek of the building last week. And, a lot of painting and work had to be done, and stuff had to be brought back down. Floors had to be scrubbed. You know, it takes a lot. I know everyone's anxious. I've gotten 10 texts a day. Are you making breakfast this morning? Sorry, no, not yet. I would love to be doing that right now, but I need the certificates to make it happen. And I will post that opening date on the Facebook page, Just Good Barbecue page, and the Hometown Tavern page will have it. And we are also in the works of putting an ad together for KHND. So when we know, we will put all that out there with the phone number and the whole shebang on there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That is really exciting news. Now we just need to get maybe a little window between the two buildings here so we can, you know,
I'm thinking I'm going to get up my HO train set and we'll set it out the back door right over there and we just go back and forth. And
well, apparently I move so fast. Yeah, I can just run around the corner in 2 seconds and be back. Demon. No one will even know I'm gone.
She's a speed demon.
Yeah, I am.
So there is a lot of potential, though, because as you mentioned, this whole building right next to the radio station is part of that.
Yep, we have ideas, big ideas, and I don't want to give too many of them away right now, and it's things to come. Mm-hmm. We're not going to start off and be like, everything's got to be in place right now with all these big ideas, because it doesn't work like that. We want to grow. We want to have breakfast 5-6 days a week, especially when the hunters are in town, or you know, the summer with road construction. It's something that's needed on the weekend to give them a place to sit in the morning. And, but we don't want to do that and then it doesn't work out and say, well, sorry, you're on your own today, and just lock the doors.
Yeah.
Because one likes that.
No. We're used to not having a place for many, many months.
I know, but you're still going to get, you know, if we did start off and say, nope, you're still going to get the complaint. We're still going to have complainers regardless. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, I know there's some people who are probably mad there's a new place coming into town, but, you know, there's enough room for everybody.
Definitely.
You know, it used to be a saying here, you had more bars than anything in this town, and now we're down to two. Now you're going to have three. And it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's fine.
They all have a different environment feel, and it's going to be fun.
Yep.
And you can still travel to the other ones at night, too, like most people do.
Yes. You can go bar hopping.
Yeah. Fun.
Without having to go very far.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive to Minot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then another question was on Sundays, anything happening there on Sundays?
Sundays, we don't have a cook on for Sundays, but from my understanding, Kennedy would like to do pizzas and things on Sunday nights. Okay. So, I mean, you're not going to go without getting something. But there's nothing structured for Sundays. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it'll probably stay that way because Sundays are more of a relaxed day anyway. Unless, you know, but that could change too. Our options are endless and we just want to get in there and start getting a feel for thing and then move things up and grow as we go.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Wow, exciting news. So Hometown Tavern.
Hometown Tavern, the Hometown Tavern.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the, as you mentioned, maybe some cool things from the past that people can see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very exciting. And, you know, I mentioned I was getting my hair done one day, and I came back and I said, you know, Melissa, I think this is a really cool idea. And she started laughing, and she goes, it's already in the works. So we had the same idea, which is really cool. I mean, yeah, we all get along very well over there right now. So, you know, it's going to be a tight-knit group, I think, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
I'm anxious for my first prime rib.
What about breakfast? What about your first pancake and egg?
Well, I know. But, and, of course, the turkey and all the other stuff. All that stuff's good. But, I haven't had one in 14 months, so I would like that.
And you know what else? We have Coke products over there for you.
Oh, I'm happy.
Yeah, I figured you would be. Yeah. Everybody's favorites.
We have about 8 minutes if you want to kill that time, or you pretty much covered everything.
Well, I think I pretty much covered anything, unless you got any other questions.
Well, I think the times again, and where you're located, because I think everybody knows where it is, but there's always new people coming into town or not paying attention. So where the heck is it?
Okay, well, we're going to be located in the old Spectators Building, and if you do not know where that is, the address to that is 118 West A Street, right here in Harvey. And our hours are going to be Monday through Wednesday for breakfast, 7 to 10 a.m., and then we are open Sunday to Saturday in the evenings from 4 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And we will have supper Monday through Saturday nights.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, it's Just Barbecue moving from their old location at Lincoln and 9 to the Hometown Tavern.
Yep, Just Good Barbecue. Theaters. Yep, and we stayed over at Lincoln and 9 until the day before we had to be out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun day, that last day. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet you did.
I did, yeah. Ran for 3 hours straight. I was your cook, waitress, and ran the till and did it all on my own. You should have seen it. You should have seen me moving that day.
I should, yeah. Yeah.
You should have seen me after, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall down, go poof.
Yeah. No, I took my kids to Minot after, to the arcade.
You weren't even done.
No, I wasn't even done. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting, and I will keep everyone posted with an opening date and the phone number and all that jazz, and as soon as we have it. But as soon as this fire inspection is done today, things should move rather quickly, I would think. Okay. And then listen for an ad coming up here on KHND.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. A lot of people forget that with a new place. Everything has to be set up, inspections done. And
there's a lot of little ticky-tacky things that need to happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, the fire extinguishers haven't been inspected over there since, what did it say, 2022?
Okay.
So, I mean, we need to have that looked at, obviously, and you know, we can't say, well, we want to open Monday, so you need to come Friday. We are on their time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they should be here today sometime, and then everything should be smooth sailing after that. And I know with my 10 texts today of, are you making breakfast this morning? Hopefully by the end of the week, because I tell you what, I already told Terry, my boss, I would love to do breakfast Thursday and Friday, even though it's not an original day this week. If we can open, I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get people
just to get people in and get them a feel for what we have and another option. And, you know, and then next week we can go to back to our regular days, hopefully, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday breakfast, and then doing our suppers over there three nights a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be busy.
Very busy.
Yeah, I think so.
I like busy.
Well, there's still time for fun facts with Amy yet in the mornings.
Oh, yes. Yes, except last Monday I forgot to call in. And I wasn't even working.
You don't have to call in. I can just come right through the back door.
Well, I was sitting down at the armory that morning. And
well, I wasn't very far either.
No. Yeah,
this is Harvey. There's not very far away from anything, did
you? You don't know. But yeah, there will still be time for fun facts with Amy. There's a lot of mornings I've called you, and I've got an AirPod in one ear, and I'm making hash browns and talking to Rick, giving him some fun facts. It's all about multitasking.
And be sure you check out the Fun Facts with Amy Facebook page, too.
Yes.
Yes, and I will try to keep everyone updated on an opening date on that also, just so we can get the word out there. And then with the phone number and everything, we'll have a great big grand opening type post deal. So.
Cool. All right. Cool. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of information, a short amount of time.
Good thing I talk fast, too.
Yeah. Everything with Amy is quick.
Yeah.
Well, not everything. Well,
okay.
This is a family show. A family show.
Sometimes we just take things slowly.
Yeah.
Nice. How was that we don't take nothing fast. It was that song. I can't remember. Anyway, Proud Mary by Tina Turner. We don't take nothing fast. So.
I'll listen to it later.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, it's 10:56 program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Sunshine, it looks like some of that light, fluffy snow we picked up is kind of blowing around out there. The temperature, downtown Harvey currently at 17 now, we're up 2. But that wind from the north-northeast, raw at about 15 gusts to 24, is that Colorado low, which stayed well to the south of us, continues its trek to the east. Stone Schaefer's weathercast coming up top of the hour. Again, this program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
The Gulf Coast. This is the Storm Report.
Second hour of the program on the way, presented to you by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. March is the start of truck season, and with a great selection of 2024 Silverado 1500s on hand, it's a great time to get the truck of your dreams. Get a new 2024 custom Silverado today for as low as $45,075 with 1.9 financing and no payments for 90 days. Come see us at Bassett Motors or call 1-800-777-4546. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show, conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shanga Koala.
What difference at this point does it make?
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Well, you know, we have to remember those words from the late, great Al Rushbo, Rush Limbaugh, because the Black Swan event... I hope it doesn't happen between now and the election, but it certainly could.
Yeah, it's a good chance it will. I don't know what it's going to be, how bad it's going to be, whatever, but something's going to happen because the opposition, you know, they look on us as the enemy. They have stated that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a meme. It's reality. That's what they have stated from the White House and the administration. We are the enemy. Well, they can't allow the enemy to take over the government, so they're going to have to do something. And right now, one of the things they're not being able to do is defeat Trump. Now, for Trump, this is a big day. This will be interesting to see what happens today because he's supposed to pay his $574 million.
There is a Fox News alert on Fox Business. His bond's been reduced considerably.
It has. Well, I think that bond was just, you know, because the court's got control over him.
More breaking news. Trump media will begin trading on NASDAQ tomorrow.
Yes.
That's with the... True Social and another entity that kind of merged
together. No, he can't cash in on that. I'm sure he's not going to cash in on all of it anyway because that's part of something that but he can't cash in on it for 6 months unless there's a waiver from the company. They may do that because he could take a half a billion out of that and just keep the rest of it in there. He's, you know, that's a good investment. Mm-hmm. He's doing fine, so...
So the appeals court paused the civil fraud judgment against Trump, reduces the bond from $454 million to $175 million, preventing crooked Attorney General James from seizing Trump properties. And I think they've realized that now because even, what was the liberal comedian? Was his name Maurer? No, that's...
Maher, not Maher?
Yeah, whatever his name is, Maher.
Yeah.
He said... if you do that, you start seizing his properties, you have guaranteed his victory.
Oh, yeah, I heard him say that. Yes, he did, yep. They're starting to finally wake up and realize that when they start punching him, his ratings go up.
Mm-hmm.
I saw there is 11 major rap artists. Now, we're not, of course, a rap station, but there are 11 major rap artists have gone and swung their votes behind Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, yeah, he's the leader. We need him back. And if you think that's crazy, it's not. Because at some point, when the government becomes so overhanded and so mechanized against or militarized against its own people, people stand up and color no longer matters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, we have to save the nation.
701-324-4848 if you'd like to chime in on our conversation or something else you got going on. The five-judge panel today ruled that President Trump has 10 days to obtain the lowered bond amount.
Okay.
With two people familiar with Trump's finances telling the New York Times that he should be able to secure the amount by then. Well, the whole thing, it's a nothing crime. No one, there was no victim in this crime. I mean, there wasn't even a crime.
Not even a crime. There's nothing. It was a nothing burger from the start, and they just used that.
It's because it's a banana republic.
Mm-hmm. And New York said, Letitia said she ran on the fact she was going to get Trump.
It's just unreal.
Yeah, this.
Now the, you heard about on Friday, the terror attack in Moscow.
Yeah, that was really
and
bad.
And that was ISIS took responsibility for that.
Now, I want you to say that again. Who took responsibility?
ISIS. ISIS.
Where did we hear ISIS before?
Yeah, Obama.
Mm-hmm. ISIS. What country are they from?
Mm-hmm.
And what country did we pull out of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just left all our stuff behind?
Mm-hmm.
Biden's administration has been about the dumbest administration, I think, that we have seen in the history of this nation. They could not fight their way out of a wet paper bag because they just, it's mistake after mistake after mistake because all they're concerned about is social issues and wokeness.
Well, it's come out, too, that Nord Stream pipeline debacle. Mm-hmm. You recall that. That was the O'Biden regime behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this at the Kremlin, or with the, in Moscow, mm-hmm. the terror attack. Some people, one author that's on Fox Business right now says, don't believe the Kremlin about what Putin's been saying. Now, I haven't heard what Putin has said, but, you know, I never thought I'd see that matchup, ISIS and Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be a matchup, you think, or what?
It won't be a matchup. They're out after Russia. I mean, they're at opposite ends.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS attacked Russia. And what Putin said was, here's the thing, 2 weeks before this happened, they were given a warning from the United States from our Department of whatever,
mm-hmm.
said that there's a big thing coming, and they didn't do anything, they didn't prepare. And so then he shot back something about, you know, he said something the other day about it, but it was just kind of a, you know, the guy, when you're really mad after doing something really dumb, like you should have really done something, that's kind of what he said. It wasn't anything, but no, there's no matchup between the USA and Russia. But yeah, ISIS is attacked Russia, and they attacked them big time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next. But did you see what they did to the? The ISIS guys that they did be able to round up?
No. What did the Russians do to them?
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we had a big argument here 20 years ago about waterboarding.
Mm-hmm.
No, they hooked up 80-volt batteries to private parts of these men and shocked them till they passed out.
The Russians did that to mm-hmm. ISIS?
To ISIS guys. And then these are the guys that they caught after the bombing. Then they took one guy, cut his ear off, and fed it to him.
You don't mess around with the Russians, yeah. I tell you.
And they just said, you're either going to tell us or we're going to cut your ear off. And they wouldn't tell us. They cut the ear off and says, okay, if you're going to tell us, we're going to make you eat it. So they made it.
Oh, I did not hear that story. Wow.
I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch on there. Go to rantingly.com. It looks like the old, I don't know, Drudge Report. But they have got... there was all kinds of stuff in there now. And there was something else they did too. But yeah, they don't worry about mistreating prisoners if they
like over
out.
Here. Oh, you can't be doing that.
No.
If it's our own citizens, well, they try to attack the Capitol, we'll just keep them in prison indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, an actual terrorist, oh, no, you can't do anything.
You know, we'll just let them go, and they can kill people in the process. And that's happened, too.
You know, I have to admit, am I bothered by that, what the Russians are doing? Nope. Couldn't happen to another nicer bunch of people than the ISIS crew.
No, that's for sure.
It is 11:28. We'll check in with Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again. We'll do that after news and weather. Program again powered by Bassett Motors and Carrington. Fox Business News is next. Good morning.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New home sales declined in February, down 0.3%. However, new home sales are up 5.9% from a year ago. The median sales price of a new home last month moderated to $400,500. Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee says he is still expecting 3 interest rate cuts from the Fed this year. Goolsbee didn't reveal when those cuts might begin. Boeing shares are up 1% following today's news that CEO David Calhoun will step down at the end of the year. Boeing also made other management changes. An electric car company, Fisker, says it's been in discussions with an unnamed large automaker, though it says the negotiations have been terminated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid by Birch Gold. 11:30 on the way next. The weather guest brought to you by our good friends at Cotico Fuels and Propane. They are located on Harvey's South Edge. That's Cotico Fuels and Propane.
At Cotico Fuel and Propane, we believe in doing things the right way. It's why we perform complimentary leak checks in and outside of your home. We offer 24/7 emergency service, and we even have flexible buying options that allow you to lock in your price regardless of market fluctuations. Cotico Fuels of Harvey, dedicated to serving you.
Let's check in right now with meteorologist Stone Schaefer. He's at the KX Storm Team in Bismarck. What's going on, Mr. Schaefer?
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, patchy blowing snow, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, highs in the upper 20s, a northeast wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy blowing snow, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-single digits, a north wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 30. Tomorrow, patchy blowing snow, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 20s, a northwest wind 15 to 25. On Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 20s, a northwest wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. On Thursday, sunny, highs in the lower 40s, a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 40s, an east wind around 15, wind gust up to 25. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 20s, a north wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 40s, a northeast wind 5 to 15. Keep right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Hey, right now, copious amounts of sunshine, still breezy if not windy. Currently, the temperature at 19. We have a low of 12, 19 right now. North to northeast wind at 15, gust 25. Wind chill at 3. Kind of a cold morning. We start to warm up by the Easter weekend, and especially a week from Easter weekend, talking 50s for next week Friday.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Fox News on the way, brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery.
Hop in for Easter deals at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Our family bone and shank or butt portion hams, $1.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts from Golden Plump in the family pack, $2.99 a pound. Our family sliced bacon, 2 packages for $6. 1-pound package fresh strawberries, 2 for $5. Campbell's Cream and Mushroom or chicken soups, 4 cans for $5. Marie Callender's cream or fruit pies, only $5.99. Ready Whip, $2.99 a can. Bird's Eye frozen veggies, 4 packets for only $5. And Idaho russet North Dakota red or yellow potatoes in a 5-pound bag, get 2 bags for $5. Keep in mind, they will be closed on Easter Sunday. Everybody at Harvey Warehouse Grocery want to wish you a safe and happy Easter. Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge.
So, I just got the State Farm Personal Price Plan on my car insurance.
So you told your agent you play the bagpipes for your dog?
What? No, I didn't get that personal. My agent just helped me create an affordable price just for me. Okay, let me show you what I've been working on. Hey, Buster!
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance and Harvey at 324-4318.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he will abide by a New York appeals court ruling and put up $175 million toward a $500 million civil fraud judgment within 10 days. The deadline was today to put up the whole amount or risk having assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
Trump in court today for a hearing ahead of his criminal hush money trial starting, the judge says, on April 15th. Israel's prime minister cancels a senior delegation's meeting with the Biden administration in Washington after the United Nations Security Council passes a resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield could have vetoed it but abstained.
A ceasefire could have come about months ago if Hamas had been willing to release hostages.
She says the resolution should have demanded the hostages released and that this gives Hamas an excuse to exit negotiations. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
11:35, we're back. It's a Monday. Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Rick. Doing well.
Good morning. Guys, get a lot of snow down your way or no?
No, not a lot. Enough. Couple, about 2-3 inches, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what we got here. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hi, RD. I didn't hear you.
Hi.
He's off.
I'm here. I'm in the corner.
What about Shadow? Is Shadow with us?
He's sound asleep.
Here, let's see if I can wake him up here. He's been sleeping a good chunk of the morning here, as a good cat does. He had his egg yolks earlier, so now he's sleeping.
He isn't moved. I don't think he's moved in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Shadow? Oh, there he is. Okay. Oh, boy. So what's new in your world now? Last week at this time, you were at the PSC a hearing or meeting they had going That's on right. in reference to the pipeline. What's all been happening?
Yeah, they had a hearing that morning. What they do is they're supposedly not supposed to talk between themselves about the case because there's only three commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And so if two talk, they're violating open records laws. So what they have is these work sessions, but sure didn't look to me like they hadn't talked about it before the meeting, because they came in, sat down, and Randy Christman, the chairman, made a motion to not grant Burley County's request for reconsideration, and they all voted yes on that. So there was no discussion of any sort, so it was pretty well a set-up deal. And then they set up hearings for upcoming hearings for the rerouting of the pipeline. So they're rerouting it a little bit around Bismarck and in Emmons and then over in Richland County. Well, actually in every county there's some rerouting, I think. So they have to have more public hearings on that. So we'll be sitting at more hearings in April and May for this pipeline that it doesn't seem like the hearings matter anyway. It's just very frustrating because they have all these public hearings where the entire state of North Dakota is in opposition unless they're paid to be for it. And there's nobody coming to these meetings that's for this pipeline. And so other than the paid people from Summit Carbon Solutions, so it's just frustrating to know that you have the people's government doesn't listen to the people. They're listening to the corporations. And I'm really losing faith in the Public Service Commission at this point. But I don't really think this pipeline will happen, because I just found out another interesting issue. So there's the pipeline that's regulated by the Public Service Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the area which is the hazardous waste disposal area over in Mercer and Oliver counties. That is regulated by the Industrial Commission, which is Burgum, Wrigley, and Gehring. And so you have two different regulatory bodies there. But anyway, the stealing of land through what they call the state created a law, and that's happened since I've been in the legislature, And that's the one that actually made me a target because I was one of the few Republicans, along with Rick Becker and some of the other good conservatives, that wouldn't vote for this law called amalgamation. Mm-hmm. And what that law says, if they go out, let's just say a corporation comes out and they say we want to lease up 100,000 acres to store carbon dioxide, which is what's happening in western North Dakota, then if they get 60% of the landowners to sign up, the other 40% have to go along with the project. So this project, there's another project they're working on over north of Beulah, and one of my constituents owns land over there, mm-hmm. his mother does. And anyway, they have amalgamated their family land into the project, and he gets this lease from the company, although they're unwilling to sign it. But according to this lease, after 12 years, the pore space goes to the state of North Dakota. So what the pore space is, it's everything under the surface. It's the caverns, any mm-hmm. spaces where they can store, whether it's natural gas, carbon dioxide, or whatever, they just call it a mm-hmm. substance. So if whoever owns the surface of the land owns to the center of the earth, and that those pore spaces cannot be severed from the surface ownership. Mm-hmm. The mineral rights can, like the mm-hmm. oil and so on, but not the pore spaces. So anyway, the state of North Dakota creates this law pushed by certain corporations back in the 2019 session. I mean, these guys were stalking some of us around the Capitol, telling us, we want all the Republicans to vote for this. And I'm like, no, you're stealing people's property. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm seeing it come to fruition. This guy says on the lease, so the state of North Dakota says, okay, you're the 40% that didn't agree to the project, but you're automatically in. So this company, a corporation from out of state that is going to benefit from using this pore space, turns around and issues a lease that says in the lease that after 12 years of storing carbon dioxide, or it just says a substance in this pore space, after 12 years, that pore space and that substance becomes the property of the state of North Dakota.
Oh, jeez.
This is the most bizarre thing. So the state has literally created a law that allows a corporation to take away somebody's property and give it to the state.
Mm-hmm. Or are we in a communist country now, or what? What's
the state for sure? Yeah. This was under Burgum. You know, this is part of Burgum's deal. This is mm-hmm. part of his New World Order stuff, his World Economic Forum, glomming onto everybody's property.
How can they even legally do something like that?
Well, okay, so this case is going to go to district court in May here. So hopefully this will become part of the case, because on the south of Beale in Mercer and Oliver County and mm-hmm. over in that Hayes and Beale Center area is where the Summit Carbon Solutions amalgamation area is. Mm-hmm. They forced some of them landowners into this project. So they hired the Broughton Law Firm out of Bismarck to represent them in suing the state of North Dakota on this amalgamation law, which I was working for them guys last winter trying to fix this law, because we knew it was unconstitutional. Because when that law originally passed, they sued based on the fact that they were saying, oh, they don't have to pay the landowners. The oil companies and so on don't need to pay the landowners to use their pore space. Well, that was wrong. So that got taken all the way to the Supreme Court, and the state lost. And so the oil companies had to pay. But get this, this landowner told me in his contract, they're offering The federal government is paying $85 per metric ton mm-hmm. to store carbon dioxide in the ground, injected in the ground. And they're paying this landowner, out of that $85 per metric ton, 2.55 cents.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And he has to take it. He can't even negotiate, because he's part of the 40% that's forced to go into the project.
This is just the most ridiculous thing. I'm just really unraveling this thing here all morning.
Oh, boy.
And I'm waiting for legislative counsel to give me some more information on the law. And but anyway, it's most likely going to be part of the lawsuit, hopefully going here in May. And that's going to go to the district court. And we're going to win. And then it's going to get appealed to the Supreme Court. And then we're going to win again. So then I don't think that pipeline, how can you have a pipeline going over there unless they're going to go back and pay all them people or figure out a way to inject that in the ground? Because what they're doing is, it's just, what we tried to do is I had a bill that said that these companies have to eminent domain them landowners. And the reason you do that is because then the company that's trying to steal their property has to actually initiate the lawsuit. So all the burden is on them. And under North Dakota law, if you get eminent domain, you get all your reasonable legal fees back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's an amalgamation type of deal, they come in and they just say, well, you're part of the 40% that didn't agree to the project, but you're in anyway. And so you would have to do what these guys are doing now, is initiate the lawsuit, and then the burden is on the landowners. And this is big bucks. And so they have to go in and find the money to initiate this lawsuit to sue the state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who wants to take on the state of North Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were trying to fix that, but we couldn't get, you know, and what made me mad is some of the legislators said, oh, just let the courts decide. I said, yeah, but you're putting the burden on the people, and you're letting the courts become the legislators.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good grief.
So, anyway, wow. this is your the free state of North Dakota, where,
yeah,
guess what? If any corporation wants your land, all they got to do is amalgamate you in, and you're in, and they just take your land, and in the end, then they give it back to the state, and you got nothing.
Oh, down in front of the king.
I have never, this is about as bad, this is even worse than the Bureau of Reclamation and their nonsense with Garrison Diversion. This adds a whole nother level of deceitfulness and I can't even find the right
exactly
word for it without cussing.
Yeah, well, it's the exact reason that we should hate governments.
Yeah.
Our founding fathers did, and we should be listening.
Well, if you
to
hate
them.
Government, you hate the people, because the government is of the people.
I know.
It's not the government, it's the people that are corrupting it, you know. I mean, our government was set up for immoral people, but we have so many immoral people that are willing they're willing to steal people's property for their own personal gain. It's just like, I just don't get it. It's just crazy. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have stolen a lot less that are in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are using government to steal people's property. That's how, and they're getting away with it.
And make billions of dollars in the process.
Yep. And then they come around and say, oh, well, we're paying for this and that from the taxes on our whatever they're doing, you know. And so, well, yeah, I know that. So are we. We're all paying taxes. So we don't get to pay the tax and then go claim that money and use it for what we want to use it for. It goes into the coffers, and it gets supposed to be used for public benefit, which would be roads and bridges and so on. But it's frustrating to see this. It happened right under my nose, too. I've seen these amalgamation laws. I mean, we had about 15 no votes on it, but the majority of the legislature voted for it. But there was so much pressure by the lobbyists. That's another reason. We just got to get them lobbyists out of that Capitol. They're just...
They're running the state along with King Doug. I mean, it's just taking over the state.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you made me. I'm going to be sick to my stomach most of the afternoon now because of this. Just want
you
to
must
know
be
that.
Losing sleep over this, because I mean, it just gets worse all the time. It seems like with this whole debacle.
Insane.
We just keep finding out more and more stuff. You know, people are speaking up now and being. I'm in the fight here. That people are. You know, this guy reached out to me, so they're finding somebody that's willing to bring it up to other people and try to get this fixed. So it just keeps the pressure on me keeps growing, but I don't mind. I mean, that's what I'm doing this for. But it's just mind-boggling to me how this is happening. And I remember we had this talk at the Capitol, like, this is stealing people's property, but the way they're doing it now is just it's just mind-boggling. They're literally using state law to allow out-of-state corporations to come in, steal the property and give it back to the state, use it, and then in the end give it back to the state.
Yikes.
So they're circumventing the landowners that way.
Well, you have to understand, the One World Order people like Doug and some of his minions believe that there shouldn't be any private property. The state should own all the property and you just live there.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. We went through that last night. We had a grassroots event in Lincoln, we were going through what the World Economic Forum's goals are. You will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yep.
And, you know, they're using those third world countries where they go over there and the little kids are all smiling and they say, look at how happy they are. They don't have nothing. They don't have, you know, they don't have no food. They don't have no decent housing, nothing. And they're all happy. So, you know, you'd be a lot happier if we take away all your stuff.
Yep. Good
grief. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Communism in North Dakota. Wow.
Well, there's always been communism here. Remember the NCL?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Was started, you know, started to oppose what's happening here in North Dakota now. That's why the NPL was started.
That's right.
But then the communists took it over, so they dismantled it, and then the Democrats picked it up and ran with it.
Oh, boy.
But there's always been communists, but it's growing big time right now. It needs to be combated for sure.
Big time.
No
big
doubt.
Time. Well, thank you for hanging in there with this and sharing this with us and everybody that's listening, because we need to know that there are some of our legislators who are fighting back against the kingship.
Yep, happy to do it. I'm just a servant doing my duty, RD, and appreciate what you guys are doing. Have a blessed week.
Yep, you too. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yep.
Senator Jeff Magrin from District A. That is just unbelievable, isn't it?
That's insane.
Boy, you think D.C. is slimy and sleazy. Bismarck, might be a very close second there.
Well, King Doug has turned us into a slurry, I'll tell you.
Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Sunshine, very windy, if not breezy, if not windy. Our temperature at 20.